Welcome back in the Press Row here on ESPN 95.3. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a fantastic Friday, and may you and your loved ones have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Supposed to be fantastic. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Sean Pender, Vice President, Player Development with the Cincinnati Reds. We had him at the dawn of spring training out in Arizona, and he has been nice enough to join us again. Sean, how the heck are you?
Well, I'm busy and warm here in beautiful Arizona. I appreciate you guys having me back.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, because we know this may be some of your busiest days of the year. I want to follow up on just a basic question I asked you last time. Given that where we've been with COVID and different things like that, and how things were going to feel more back to normal with this spring training than it's been in a while, did that kind of live up to the billing? Did this feel like a pretty normal spring training for you?
Well, I certainly think it would have if we hadn't had the work stoppage for the time that we had, because that just created some changes in our scheduling. But overall, other than being tested periodically, it had much more of a normal feeling than the last two spring trainings. I can certainly say that.
But even that, with the stoppage, I mean, I guess at some point the 40-man roster guys that were in the minors, they came back, and then it all started to kind of fit.
Yes, absolutely. I think the only thing that really fluctuated, and it's still kind of moving in that direction, is the fact that with the Major League Club not leaving until, you know, the 5th, we had some pitchers that were needed over there that we brought in early, as I spoke to you guys before, to help support them. So they were used more on the Major League side than the minor league side. So there was just some scheduling adjustments.
All right, and I want to ask, before we get into some of the who we could be looking for this year, want to ask about a couple of our favorites. We had them both on the show last year, and Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo could not have been nicer. We actually had Nick Lodolo for a little banquet that we had here in Chattanooga that we had to do virtually, and he was fantastic to do that. I saw where Hunter Green scheduled to start the fourth and final game of the Braves series. What's the latest with Nick?
Yeah, it appears like Nick is in the hunt to make the club as well as a starter.
Awesome.
I don't think it's been established yet, but he's thrown exceptionally well here. And much like you referred to his personality and his generosity, he's the same young man. We're obviously rooting for that to happen. But I think he's got a very good shot to make the club. It just hasn't been, designated at this point.
Okay. I don't know. When are the players officially going to start arriving in Chattanooga? Is that going to be over this weekend?
Yes. So actually, we have a flight that leaves here on the 3rd. It's actually a red eye in the evening. They'll play a final spring training game here, get on an 11 o'clock p.m. flight, and arrive in Chattanooga sometime on the 4th around 11 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. I want to throw out Matt McClain. I mean, he's a guy that appeared like he's been on that path as someone who could start out in Chattanooga, the talented shortstop out of UCLA. Can you say whether he's going to be opening with the Lookouts? And if so, what are you looking at of him?
Yes. So interestingly enough, we're about an hour and a half from posting our final roster. So I'm going to give you a little update before they even know. But Matt McClain, barring any injury over the next several days, will be in Chattanooga as our shortstop. So we're very excited to have Matt. He's played exceptionally well in the big league games he's been asked to play here. He's a young man that is very confident, very calm, a very good defender with a strong arm, and he's got a short, compact swing. We certainly suspect that although this is a push to a higher level, based on what we've seen in spring training, both on the major and minor league side, he looks like he's up for the task.
Awesome. Can you say anything on Williamson, the pitcher?
Yes, Mr. Williamson, Brandon, will be there as well. Again, subject to change. I think he's actually going to throw here in our last big league game on the 5th here in spring training, and will fly out on the 6th, and he will be scheduled then to fit right into the rotation. We're excited to have him in the trade. I don't know if people know this, but he is best friends and the former roommate of Nick Lodolo.
Okay.
They went to college together. So that's been an interesting part of the trade to see those two catch up and connect. So good-looking young man with a strong four-pitch mix, very competitive, and, you know, is made of the right stuff to have a very good season in Chattanooga and then obviously have an opportunity to move up depending on how well he does.
You're listening to Sean Pinder, the Vice President of Player Development with the Cincinnati Reds. Sean's been nice enough because this is – I've been to spring training before, and I know how busy this time is, so he's super-duper nice to join us. Do you know – I mean, when you're formulating a team like this, and of course, we're asking you about the lookouts, but you're having to do this at every step of the developmental ladder. But when you're talking about a roster that's likely coming to Chattanooga, do you kind of have a feel for what kind of team it's going to be, as far as like, hey, this is going to be a small ball type of team, a team that's got a bunch of big bats that's going to leave the yard? I mean, how would you kind of describe what you've assembled to break camp in Double A?
I think this group's a little younger than the last one, although with Hunter and Nick being advanced as they were, it may not show up that way, but obviously they were two unique individuals. I think it's similar to last year. There's likely some repeat guys, maybe some surprises that are coming back. Again, you know, the concern is always to make sure that the Major League club has the depth and experience that they need. So your AAA club tends to be a little older. So there'll be several guys that might be a surprise to come back because they performed well. But again, things change. So we've got some interesting young outfielders. Mike Ciani, who's a prospect that's done, you know, well in our system in the fall league. You know, as I said, Mark McLean, at this point in time, Mark Colasvari, the very successful catcher.
Okay.
And Olympian of last year, is scheduled likely to come back at least for part of the time. And Colo's a 40-man roster guy. And then one other 40-man roster is a pitcher, Jared Solomon, who we're all very excited about. Big power arm, power slider. Could be in the big leagues at some point in time this year, the way he's thrown. He's coming back from Tommy John, so we're progressing him through the system.
Sean, how many players are on that opening day roster? And is it a deal where it, like it has been before, where it whittles down by a number after a month? Or what do the numbers look like there?
Well, Major League Baseball has allowed an expansion of rosters over the last several years because of COVID. The roster actually in Chattanooga is the smallest of all. It's 28. We may send 28. We may send 29 and put someone on the development list. Just because it's early in the season, would like to protect some guys. But there'll be 28 players there for sure. That's the roster. Louisville is allowed up to 33. That's because they have a taxi squad in case there is still, unfortunately, a COVID outbreak somewhere. And then Dayton and Daytona are allowed 30 on the roster. So the AA roster is a little smaller than the other rosters going into 2022.
All right. When's the first time we see Sean Pinder in Nuga?
You know, that's a good question. It'll depend a great deal, but I always look forward to being there. Wonderful ownership and also wonderful management. I look forward to catching up with you guys. We're excited. We now have a new housing responsibility.
Right.
So I've gotten to learn a lot more about Chattanooga through that, where our kids are staying.
I bet. And just kind of closing with the big picture, and again, you've been great to join us again. What kind of optimism is there with the big league club? It is really cool to see Hunter and Nick in Chattanooga and have them on the show, and then the next year they've got the possibility of both contributing, like you've said. But what is it? You know, of course, Joey Votto was so good here and has done so many wonderful things up in Cincinnati. But just kind of what's kind of the big picture optimism for the big league club?
Well, you know how it is. We're always optimistic coming out of spring training. Obviously, we lost some good players, but we're very, very happy with the really high-level talent that we got back, you know, in some of the kids that you'll eventually see or will see this year in Chattanooga. I do think that there'll be a little bit some growing pains probably, but I think we're very optimistic that although we lost some good players, there's some young guys that are coming up and ready to contribute. And so I think we're looking to be a challenging club this year and to build off of that for an even better 2023. But I think we're optimistic to challenge and make things rough in the National League Central.
Well, listen, Sean, thank you again. I know how busy of a time this is for you. Glad you had fun. Glad Arizona was Arizona to you. And we always appreciate you joining us here and looking forward to seeing you when you're in town.
David and Wells, I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you guys down the road here shortly.
Sounds great. Sean Pender, the Vice President of Player Development with the Cincinnati Reds, joining us. Always appreciate talking a little Chattanooga Lookouts, especially on the doorstep of another season. Great time of year. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 95.3.